Or in relation with the Supreme Lord.
Or in relation with the Supreme Lord.
D.
D.
Intelligence.
Intelligence.
Shraddhata.
Shraddhata.
Because of firm faith.
Because of firm faith.
Stri.
Stri.
Of women.
Of women.
Balanam.
Balanam.
Of small boys.
Of small boys.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Me.
Me.
Of me.
Of me.
Yata.
Yata.
Just as.
Just as.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj continued. My dear friends, if you can place your faith in my words, simply by that faith, you can also understand transcendental knowledge just like me, although you are small children. Similarly, a woman can also understand transcendental knowledge and know what is spirit and what is matter.
Purport. These words of Prahlad Maharaj are very important in regard to knowledge descending by the disciplic succession. Even when Prahlad Maharaj was a baby within the womb of his mother, he became fully convinced of the existence of the supreme power because of hearing the powerful instructions of Narada and understood how to attain perfection in life by bhakti yoga. These are the most important understandings in spiritual knowledge. Yasha deve para bhaktir yata deve tathagaro tasyaite katita hiartha prashaksante mahatmana. Unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master, all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. Svetasvara Upanishad 6.23. Atak Shri Krishna namadi nabhavet gayamindriya Sevan muke hijivadao swayam evas pratyada. No one can understand Krishna as he is by the blunt material senses, but he reveals himself to the devotees, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving service unto him. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Bhaktyamam abhijananti yavan yas chasmi tatvata tato mam tatvato gyatva vishate tat anantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service, and when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Bhagavad Gita 18.55. These are Vedic instructions. One must have full faith in the words of the spiritual master and similar faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the real knowledge of Atma and Paramatma and the distinction between matter and spirit will be automatically revealed. This Atma-tattva, or spiritual knowledge, will be revealed within the core of a devotee's heart because of his having taken shelter of the lotus feet of a Mahajan, such as Prahlad Maharaj. In this verse, the word Bhuyat may be understood to mean, let there be. Prahlad Maharaj offers his blessings to his class friends, saying, also become faithful like me. Become bona fide Vaishnavas. A devotee of the Lord desires for everyone to take to Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, however, people sometimes do not have staunch faith in the words of the spiritual master who comes by the disciplic succession, and therefore they are unable to understand transcendental knowledge. The spiritual master must be in the line of authorized disciplic succession, like Prahlad Maharaj, who received knowledge who received the knowledge from Narada. If the class friends of Prahlad Maharaj, the sons of demons, were to accept the truth through Prahlad, they would certainly also become fully aware of transcendental knowledge. The words Vaisaradi refer to intelligence concerning the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is extremely expert. The Lord has created wonderful universes by his expert knowledge. Unless one is extremely expert, he cannot understand the expert management of the supreme expert. One can understand, however, if one is fortunate enough to meet a bona fide spiritual master coming in the disciplic succession from Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Mother Lakshmi, or the Kumaras. These four sampradayas, or disciplic successions of knowledge and transcendence, are called the Brahma Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya and Kumara Sampradaya. Sampradaya Vihina Ye Mantras Te Nispala Mata. The knowledge of the Supreme received from such a Sampradaya or disciplic succession can give one enlightenment. If one does not take to the path of the Siddha succession, it is not possible for one to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one understands the Supreme Lord through devotional service with faith in the disciplic succession and then advances further, he awakens his natural love for God, and then his success in life is assured.
Om Ajnana Timanandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshush Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Prahlad Maharaj continued, "My dear friends, if you can place your faith in my words, simply by that faith you can also understand transcendental knowledge just like me." So Prahlad is asserting himself here as teacher, as bona fide guru. He has heard from Narada. They have not heard. So they will have to hear from him. So he cannot avoid this. So this is an interesting subject matter. Let us discuss it equally. Let me hear what you think. This is the modern idea of education, that the teacher says, does not assert himself as perfect. Srila Prabhupada talked with one professor in England once. And the man frankly said, "No, I am not perfect. I cannot tell my students I have perfect knowledge." So Srila Prabhupada said, "Then why are you teaching? Why are you a teacher? You are a cheater. If you are teaching but you don't know, have knowledge, then forget teaching." But the assumption is, well, there's no one who has perfect knowledge, so I might as well stand in front of the class as well as anyone else, because I've had the diploma, and I know some things. But I don't know everything. And not only I don't know everything in empirical knowledge, but I don't even know for sure what is the purpose of life. I have an idea, you have an idea. So the classroom has become simply a field for encouraging speculation. Tell us, what do you think, Johnny? Just tell us what your idea is. You don't have to accept authority. We want to know what you think. This is because no one has perfect knowledge. And the assumption is there is no perfect knowledge. But there are teachers who have perfect knowledge. Perfect knowledge resides with the Supreme Perfect, Krishna. And Krishna is sufficiently perfect to transmit that message also to others through the system of Shastra and the system of disciplic succession. If he's perfect, then he's able to transmit his knowledge also. Sometimes they say, yes, God is there perfect, but we cannot know. Nobody can know God. But what is the inability if God himself wants us to know? He's able to speak. He's able to speak through Guru. He's able to speak in a book through Vyasadev. You cannot check him. Everything is in the Vedic knowledge. So, Prahlad is a representative of Narada Muni. So he has to assert himself that actually, my dear friends, he has already stimulated their interest. He's saying, this human life is meant for self-realization. We should find out about Krishna. So now if they're a little interested, they say, well, where can we get this knowledge? How can we know this? And you're so faithful that there is a supreme being. And our teachers never taught us this. We don't know anything about this. Soul, God. And you're so convinced. How can we get like you? Or where did you hear this knowledge? So he's explained to them, I've heard it from my spiritual master, Narada, who has heard it in the disciplic succession from Krishna. Now you hear it from me. You have faith in me. So he's approaching them like that. He's not trying to create a cult of worship of his personality, but he's trying to create faith, and the way they can reach God consciousness is if they believe whatever he says, and it will be true because he is only speaking what he has heard from his spiritual master. That is his qualification. He has submitted to everything he heard from Narada. So bhakti yoga means you accept the conclusions of the acharyas without research. In this field of knowledge, you don't have to research. You have to accept the already researched conclusion. This is the method that is used, it's called the method of authority, or hearing. Siddhanta. We have our Siddhanta. Siddhanta means conclusion. Bhagavad Gita is not a speculative treatise. It has conclusion. Sarva dharmam parityaja, mame kam saranam braja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha shami masucha. That's the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita. Surrender to Krishna. And he will take away your sinful karma. Don't be afraid. Surrender to him. Give everything else up. That is the conclusion. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, there is no method to reach that conclusion by searching on your own, by researching. You may go some distance toward it by meditation and yoga, but you'll not be able to reach it. There's that prayer in the Brahma Samhita, I worship Govinda, the toe of whose feet cannot be reached by the yogis who are practicing the pranayama. Countless births, they cannot reach the toe of the lotus feet of Krishna. Only through devotional service. And devotional service means hearing from the pure devotee. Jnane prayasa udapasya namante eva. Jivanti san mukaritam bhavadiya vartam. Give up the other methods and hear Krishna consciousness, Krishna katha, in the association of pure devotees. These ordinary examples, if a child wants to know something, mother, what is this? Watch. Or what is this? Not even knowing what it is. That is a watch. What is a watch? A watch is you keep time like this. Mother, what are they doing? They're doing such and such. What is this? He receives knowledge. He has no ability to research. Or even if you have research, why waste time if the knowledge is already researched? That's the meaning of knowledge. Why are there libraries? Why are there books? People have already researched everything. And you can receive the knowledge. You're not the first person who was ever born, that you're some primitive man. You have to figure out what your body is for. What is the sun? What is everything? There's so much knowledge already stored. And as far as knowledge of the Absolute Truth, that has been here since time immemorial. You have to approach the right source. Now in Kali Yuga, it's become very confusing because there's so much bogus knowledge. The libraries are stocked with bogus books, and there are so many people asserting themselves, I am teacher, you listen with faith to me. No, I am teacher, you listen with faith to me. Or at least you give your money to me. The one doesn't know, well, where is the Absolute Truth? But the Absolute Truth is there. We have to preach it. So this is Guru. Guru, we discussed the other day, is anyone who preaches. Yare deke tare kaha Krishna upadesh amaragya guru anatara edesh. Kiva vipra kiva nasi sudra keni na. E Krishna tatvavit se guru hai. He's any Brahmin, Shudra, Sannyasi, Grihastha. Doesn't matter. If he knows the science of God, he can teach others. This is repeatedly stressed. The knowledge is not available unless we have faith in a person who is carrying that knowledge and delivering it. This is stressed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam itself is a teacher. You can say, but then, I shall take Shukadeva as my guru. Yes, he's certainly our guru. Narada is our guru. Shukadeva is our guru. But that guru, literary guru, is telling us, Tad vidhi panipatena paripashtena sevaya. He's not saying it's sufficient to read this book, but now you find out a person who is my representative today. Tad vigyanartam saguram eva bigachacha samik panik strotriyam brahmanishtam. And these are his qualifications. Now you serve him. Pariprashnena Sevaya. If you want to know the absolute truth, Nasta Prayasu Abhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. One who renders pure devotional service to the book Srimad Bhagavatam and to the person Bhagavat. He's also a Bhagavat. So what is the qualification? They're all gurus. We have many gurus. Then we have our initiating guru. This is discussed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, in the properties. Whoever gives me the main impression of Krishna consciousness, he is guru. So, to that person, you have to hear well. Then, just like we're preaching all to the non-devotees, so we're all acting as their guru, if they will accept. Then whoever hears with a little faith, he can progress. Then he may come into the association of devotees. Then he wants to hear, and he wants to become initiated. Then he becomes initiated by his guru and goes on hearing. Then by that process of hearing from the guru, he's becoming guru. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada would say, because I was very good at shravanam, meaning I was very eager to hear from my spiritual master, I wanted to hear from him, therefore I am good at kirtanam. One kirtanam means not just the chanting, singing in the kirtan, but preaching Krishna consciousness, speaking in the class, speaking out of the class, speaking on the street, telling whoever you meet about Krishna, that's kirtanam. Actually, even non-verbal activities are kirtanam. That are done. Kirtanam means glorification of God. You can glorify God by making him a garland. That's also kirtanam. But before you can do any kind of kirtan, you have to have shravanam. You can't work in devotional service without shravanam. And how much shravanam? Kirtaniya Sadahari. Always Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Nitya. Always going on and on. So these are the general principles. Of faithful hearing and faithful attachment to the guru. For ourselves, this has all been brought, this ocean of transcendental knowledge was gathered up by Srila Prabhupada and brought to the West. Now the situation is, his disciples are also all teaching and some are initiating. So that is also a special position, to have been selected to accept disciples. Accept disciples means on behalf of Krishna and the disciplic succession, one is able to take the karma and situate someone that he's in disciplic succession. Now he's qualified if he follows also. So, just as we approach Srila Prabhupada to serve him, what does that mean? It means to hear the instructions. And then, he's a person also. So, in different ways, we render service to him. So sometimes the service may be personal in the sense that it does not appear to have direct philosophic content, that we cook for him or try to please him in one way or another. Of course, you will not be able to please him except in connection with Krishna. But he may accept different services out of his mercy just to engage us. Because if he can engage us in his service, or if he can attach us to him, then that will be successful for our being attached to Krishna. So he has to be expert to do it in different ways, to get people to serve Krishna. Sometimes people have very strong proclivity to do something, so he lets them do that in the service to Krishna. Someone is attached to the book, someone is attached to the person, he tries to do that. So he's person, but the reason he is to be worshipped as person is that he's a person who's carrying Krishna. We should understand both. How he is not to be considered impersonally, but he has special qualities. And therefore he is guru. But the main quality is that he's carrying Krishna. In a sense, it's an official post. Just like the president, he's an official, president of the United States, but he's also a person, so and so. So you cannot separate them. You cannot ignore that he's a person and think he's just a stamp. So sometimes someone may please the president as a friend, and then he gets the favor of the presidency. So the guru, he's like that. So we have to render our service personally to a person, take it as official, a person who's carrying Krishna, but the person who has given us the initiation. He is my guru, so I have to personally go through him. Although Krishna consciousness ocean is available, just like we have Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada is not ordinary guru that we say, well, he is a previous guru, now your guru is so-and-so. But he is such a Jagat guru that he has created a world order of Krishna consciousness, a universal order. And his contribution of literature was not just for his disciples, or his preaching and establishing ISKCON was not just for his disciples, but for the disciples of disciples of disciples for many, 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 many generations to come. It is not that it will wear out or become outmoded. It will only end at some point due to the deterioration of the following. But his teachings will not wear out. Teachings of any guru won't wear out. They're eternal. But his contribution is unexcelled. However, you can, when reading the books of Srila Prabhupada, in reading his contribution and purport, in the future, or now, those who are taking initiation from his disciples, they may consider the same thing we were saying in terms of the principle of guru. You cannot make the book your guru because the book will instruct you to take a guru. So even when you read Prabhupada, he is describing what a Krishna conscious person is, how to surrender to Krishna. So you can understand that your guru is one who has picked up these instructions so seriously, Shravanam, that he has become guru. So by reading the books of so-called another guru, Prabhupada, it brings you to meditate on your guru. Books are for everyone, but out of so many persons, someone has seriously picked it up as become guru. So it's all conducted on a non-egotistical spiritual platform of service. The guru is simply serving to bring people to Krishna on behalf of his Guru Maharaj. That will please his Guru Maharaj. He may not know anything but that. I have to please my Guru Maharaj. We even read in the newspapers when the new Pope was selected. He said, so what do you think of being the Pope? He said, I was afraid that I would be selected as the Pope. He said, but I have to do it out of obedience to the Lord. So That system is imperfect, but the expression is nice. One doesn't want to be Pope, but he has to. In other words, he doesn't want to be to lord it over. If that is the qualification, the person who is the best politician or the best who most wanted to lord it over others, then that's tyrant. So the person who is selected as guru, he will be one who doesn't, who's not like that, but he has to be like that. There's a verse that the sages at Namisharanya, they're praising Sutta, and they're saying, "You are our guru because you had the special favors of your guru." And why? What is the quality that he's mentioned there? He said, "Because you are submissive to your gurus, you have received a special favor, so we accept you." If the whole point is that he has to make us submit, then he's not going to make us submit by material force, but he has to make us submit by showing us that he's submitted, and he's convinced. Prabhupada would say, the guru is one who has thoroughly immersed himself in the ocean of Krishna knowledge. That's Brahmanishtam. Convinced in Brahmanishtam and coming in the cyclic succession. So we have so much help. We have this ISKCON movement. We have the books of Prabhupada. We have the association of Vaishnavas, who should all be considered our masters. And we have our guru to whom we have to take initiation and go on receiving instructions and gaining knowledge. And as Prahlad is saying, if you want this, and you should want this, he has to, on the one hand, he has to convince them to be even interested in spiritual life at all, and then he also has to convince them that he's the guru. That is his position. We remember Srila Prabhupada, in the very beginning, we knew nothing about Krishna, even more so than now. So he was preaching just like the devotee on the street, giving the first introduction to Krishna consciousness. But then he was telling us, now if you're at all interested in this, you'll also have to surrender to a particular person, a pure devotee, and become his disciple, and serve him as a menial servant, and inquire from him. It's because this is one of the central parts of the philosophy. Yeah. So he would preach it, and we had to understand that he was actually preaching himself. You could say he's selling himself. He's saying you have to approach a guru and do whatever he says, but he's the one he's talking about. But he did it in such pure consciousness, philosophically. Not that he would only hint and you would have to guess, well, actually, who is that guru? Is that you? Oh, no, it is not me, but you think about it. Well, who else is there? But he would do it, and that he would do it scientifically. That there's you must surrender to the guru. So we were so dull, but it took us time to understand that he's the guru. And it was only our enviousness or egoism. We said, why is he, by this method, he is actually trying to tell us that we have to surrender to him. And that is God's will. As if the whole Vedic presentation is a clever arrangement so that the guru can exploit you. It's not like that. Although people are so devious that they're actually doing that, using the whole Vedic knowledge just to exploit. I'm guru, not only I'm guru, but I'm God. And people are so foolish. Prabhupada was shocked when he came. He said, I am surprised that you Western people, you're supposed to be sophisticated people, but in spiritual life, you are so foolish, so naive that you're accepting this transcendental meditation, that you can drink and smoke and do whatever you like and become God in 6 months. I am surprised. But you want to be cheated. So that's another reason to assert. We have to assert the truth. We assert the real guru, assert the real Krishna. Not the illusory. And those who are actually sincere, they will see that it is a real system for their benefit, take it, and then by good shravanam and submission, they can become teachers and spread Krishna consciousness. It is a like chain reaction. We'll stop. Are there any questions? Yes?
Wasn't long ago, a couple of months ago.
You were dreaming?
No, I was gone. I was picking apples in an apple tree. And I climbed this apple tree, and I was just overlooking a limb, and there was this branch laden with apples. It was just bent right over, full of apples. And all I could think about was Prabhupada. And, they were, that's like Prabhupada. He's so laden with knowledge that I just have to touch his heart.
It's very nice. It means you have a purified vision, as you can see pure devotee in the manifestations of the different examples and manifestations of the material world. Yes, the Vaishnavas are described like that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that they're so weighted down with a contribution to humanity. So they appear humble by being weighted down, and the branches are almost touching the ground. Very nice. Yes?
I was just about that point when you said about dreaming. If you have, say, a dream about Prabhupada, is that considered an actual pastime with Prabhupada?
We take it as significant. We have to be careful and distinguish. But Prabhupada used to always say, if you dream of the spiritual master, it's not an ordinary thing. It's spiritual. But just like in his presence, sometimes we would dream and we would bring it before him, and then he could say what it say. He could say something else, not that we had to abide by the dream as the last word. So in his absence, we may also consult with the Vaishnavas about the dream. That Prabhus, I had a dream that Prabhupada appeared to me and he said I should do this. So you can keep that in your heart. It's got significance. And try to understand it in time. In other words, its meaning may be different than you can immediately understand. He may be actually saying something. It's kind of like the example with Super Soul. We feel that Krishna is directing us to do something, but we should also hear from the spiritual master, externally manifested, whether I was actually getting the revelation directly from Super Soul. In the case of Super Soul, often we're wrong. I have a feeling that I definitely should do this. And then the guru, whose external manifestation of Super Soul, will say, no, I don't accept that was Super Soul. So we have to consciously deliberate on the dream in which the spiritual master appears, not discount it as nothing, but taking consultation and according to time and place, try to act. And then maybe much later it'll be revealed what he was saying, what he was doing. Sometimes that happens. It takes us some time to understand. But we should never be so independent or blind as to avoid avoid consultation with our Vaishnava godbrothers, even when we have a dream of our own. Don't make it a cause of going apart. Yes, Gundavihara. That's right. So, therefore, you have to go on chanting, you and Jagannath. Every day you go out front and chant.
Yesterday, I couldn't do it.
He wasn't? So unless you come, he can't call you. We can go out together. Okay, yes.
The question is explained in two parts. Is it essential for a disciple to develop a loving personal feeling for his spiritual master? I'm thinking particularly of disciples of Srila Prabhupada who never had personal association. And should the disciples cultivate thinking of Prabhupada in a personal way, instead of looking at his pictures and trying to think of him in a, you know, develop this personal feeling if they don't have that personal feeling? Or will it come of its own accord if one becomes purified?
Well, there has to be some effort to develop something. No, it should be developed, just like I can recall at other devotees' experience. In the beginning, they will say, actually, when I first saw the picture or when I first heard Prabhupada, I was not attracted. Then this happened, and then I became more convinced. Or I was a little attracted, then I became more convinced. So when we saw in the beginning that I'm very contaminated, but this is a pure devotee, I have to approach him, then we didn't just think, well, if he's got any potency, it'll happen to me. But we had to take care that I should approach him in the right way. I have to develop this love. I have a little faith. And I read in the Shastra that I have to do this. So now, whatever those doubts are, or those reasons, just like in the Upadeshamrita, it says, never think of the spiritual master in terms of bodily defects, complexion or faulty body. So there's warnings that you should try in the right way to think spiritually of the spiritual master. And yes, develop, then be eager to hear about his pastimes. So we're trying to render that service with the biography. So people will, yes, we want to hear about Prabhupada. I didn't know him very well. I want to increase my loving attachment. It's not just going to come. Just like love for Krishna is not just going to come by mechanically doing something. Prabhupada used to say, he said, Krishna consciousness means you take everything out of your consciousness that's not Krishna and put in Krishna. When he first said that, I felt corrected in some thoughts like that, that I thought spiritual life would be something that just comes upon you. But he made it sound so deliberate that if you want this higher consciousness, you just take out everything else and put this in. So put Prabhupada in the seat of your affection. He is worshipable. He is all attractive and lovable. Now you have to, just because he's gone doesn't mean his qualities have stopped flowing. You have to see how he's made this. So study his life, study his contribution, study his devotees, his books. And you think, oh, no one has ever distributed Krishna like this. And he's my spiritual master. One disciple was lamenting that I was initiated in Prabhupada's last hour. I said, I have no connection, last day or something. I said, but this, you can meditate that he's such a great personality that lying on the bed in his last hours, he was still able to take you as his disciple. And you were so fortunate. So why is we have to develop, but not artificial. There are standard ways. Artificial, if we artificially create some emotion within ourselves, it won't last. But we shouldn't just wait for the anarthas to remove themselves. Yes, the process itself will do it, but the process also only happens when the process is offered to us, then we have to take it and think personally. We just read a statement that Prabhupada told one of his disciples. He said, why are we going to such trouble to distribute these books to people who don't want them? He said, do you think it is because we have such a great concern for all humanity? No, he said. But because we love our spiritual master, it is to please him. Just to see him smile, we are acting. So that personal relationship is what makes us able to go and distribute Krishna consciousness and perform austerity. What is the other motivation? See, he said, you cannot expect it as simply that you are a great compassionate soul, that you are a world savior, and out of your own consideration, you're helping all the living beings. And that is very rare. You may get some feeling like that eventually, but always this motivation is there. I'm pleasing my Guru Maharaj. I don't know anything else. So lacking that, lacking being a personal disciple, what is it? Yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada, nagatirjato. Lacking that, you have no position. Impersonal devotee. And who is your guru? Oh, my guru is gone. Yes?
Can you say something about the progressive development in one's relationship with the spiritual master? Like, you understand that our relationship with Krishna is always progressive. We go through different stages as we look at Dhyana and our relationship with the spiritual master.
Yes, it grows and grows. Just like with Srila Prabhupada in the beginning, they were like untrained animals, and he helped them as lost souls. Then they became a little purified. Then eventually he had trusted assistance. He could see that actually these persons, they're not here for a season or for their own, out of some sentiment. They actually want to serve me and assist me in my mission. So they became intimate assistants in his mission. Progressive trust. There's a difference between a trusted servant and an untested servant. The quality always remains father. There are different rasas we know with Krishna, that one relates to him as servant or as friend or as lover or as parent, but in connection with the spiritual master is always father. We don't think of our spiritual master as our pal or as our beloved. But in that, what is it? Prabhupada says, intimate service is the most intimate, most congenial form of intimacy. The service is the most congenial form of intimacy. Everything is there. He's such a well-wisher that one doesn't need a beloved. He doesn't need a so-called friend when he has a friend like that. Such a well-wisher. So it's meant to develop. We have to develop. We always want to do some service to please our spiritual master more and more. As Krishna consciousness is not static, so how can the relationship with the Guru be static? Don't neglect. Yes?
Didn't Prabhupada say that he was present in his teachers, and then also we could get to know him by reading his books?
Mm. So nice to hear that again. Somebody once asked, are you present in your pictures like Krishna? And he said, yes. Therefore, the picture should not be thrown on the floor. So the Guru is present in his picture as expansion of Krishna. And if you want to know me, read my books. Now, the only added is the sorrow of separation. Yes.
In the absence of the spiritual master, the guru, if you please your direct authority, is that also
possible? Yes. If you don't, then it's a disruption. There's one of my disciples, and I have many nice disciples in New York Temple, but one disciple there is causing so much trouble to the authority. The authority is very nice devotee, very kind devotee, always trying to work with the devotees. And this devotee caused so much trouble, and it just embarrassed me, and there had to be calls back and forth. And it was on the It was just not wanting to accept authority. And so I became, my position became embarrassed. So by serving the authority, then I am served. This Srila Prabhupada, he set up a society, he put presidents in charge, and we had to please him by working cooperatively, not by making trouble. Our guru was always there for direct contact. Maybe one more question. I'm sorry.
I've just seen a parallel between Lord Maharaj and Bhakti Siddhartha. They were both Nitya Siddha, but they both accepted that spiritual masters in this world. So then the role of the spiritual master for someone who is, he is actually giving them instruction for that lifetime, for their service during that lifetime.
Is your spiritual master giving you service for your lifetime?
I mean, they both accepted, although they were Nitya Siddha before they appeared, both Bhakti Siddhartha and Prahlad Maharaj, they both accepted their spiritual masters. He was giving, was he instructing for that, for their service?
Oh, Narada is eternal spiritual master for Prahlad also. Of course, that involves something that is beyond our vision, the position in the spiritual world. How they're eternal. But even a Nitya Siddha will recognize eternal spiritual master. He may be Nitya Siddha, but he still recognizes Guru. Even Radharani recognizes Krishna as her master eternally. It's an intricate question, and that's the general principle. We don't have to inquire further than seeing the example that even Nitya Siddha has to take Guru and not just think, well, my relationship, I'm not really surrendered to my Guru because I'm Nitya Siddha. He's just a Guru for a good show. But no, they thoroughly showed us, like Krishna showed us, I am simply the disciple of Sandipani Muni, I do whatever he says. So as a scholar, you can analyze it otherwise, but this is also sufficient. And more we can know when we go to the spiritual world. So, anything else, Kunja Bihari, Jagannath? No more comments? Okay, thank darshan. All glories to Prabhupada.